Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sing we now, sing for the ear, sing for the laugh, and sing for the tear. Sing we now, just for today, maybe tomorrow.
That's Aerosmith bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with one of the smartest people I know. Beverly Inman Ebel is here. Talk, Listen, Communicate is the name of her company. TalkListen.com is the website. It's a new website. You'll like it. The books are there. Talk is not cheap. Success is a decision of the mind, among other things. Many other pieces of important information there that you can benefit from. Beverly, thanks again for being here. So remind us what
you're welcome.
When you work with your clients, tell us what you do with them.
I evaluate them. So I give them profiles, and the EQ is one of the profiles that I give.
Mm-hmm.
Because that tells me how aware they are of themselves and how aware they are of others, and also tells me where they are in being aware of being able to regulate that.
And whether you're going to be successful helping them or not. Right?
I can be successful. Okay, so we're getting into my motivation. So motivation is a huge thing with EQ.
By the way, folks, if you just got here, emotional intelligence is what we're talking about. EQ, emotional intelligence, your ability to regulate your own behavior, to take your own self-awareness and do something with it in a positive and productive way. Now go ahead, Bev.
So emotional intelligence isn't like intellectual intelligence, because you can get so much better. It can grow with you.
Right.
The key is your motivation. And my motivation is off the chart. Very, very high. So even if I'm working with a client who has very low emotional intelligence, I have enough motivation for the two of us. I will get them to, pardon the phrase, see the light, that there's a better way of interacting with themselves as well as with other people. And so, and when they do, you
so
start
are you
to
saying that you can them. You can help them gain emotional intelligence, or you can
help them
improve themselves in spite of their lack of emotional intelligence?
For 30 years, I have been helping, well, longer than that, actually, I have been helping people to raise their EQ, their emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that by getting them to listen, to ask questions, to be aware of their body language, their tone of voice. Think about the question you're getting ready to ask. Be aware of trouble words, words that just set people off, that irritate people. By honing in how you receive and send communication is a big part of emotional intelligence. You can even raise your motivation. You know, if you think you can't do something and then you do it, your motivation goes up.
And
like,
as a small business owner,
feeling?
The reason for wanting to be to understand this, folks, is it will help you. You know, this is the workplace today is more complicated than ever before. And if you aren't self-aware, and if you're not using some level of emotional intelligence, in thinking awareness in your life, then you're going to have a hard time dealing with the multifaceted demands on your managerial and leadership skills. What do you think, Bev?
I agree. You're going to have difficulty getting people to buy into your product or idea. And if you have employees, you're going to have difficulty keeping them.
Yeah.
So give
us an EQ example with an employee. Give us an example of where this would serve with an employee.
So let's say an employee makes a mistake, okay, and they're really down on themselves. And, yeah, they should have known better. And if you have low EQ, you might say, the words might actually come out of your mouth, yeah, you should have known better. Well, what does that do to that person? They feel like an idiot, and now they're mad at you. And within minutes, it's your fault because you didn't train them right.
Yeah.
Okay? Versus somebody with high IQ would say, you know, we all make mistakes. And while this one, you know, this one was a significant one. We can't overcome this. Let's talk about how we're going to handle this moving forward.
There's a four-word sentence that I think is the most powerful management response in the world, and it's quite simple. What did we learn?
What did we learn? Yes. Oh, I ask myself that all the time. What
did
I learn?
If you can say that to an employee,
I have a PhD in learning.
If you can say that to an employee, you not only demonstrate emotional intelligence, but you redeem them in the process.
Yes. So it all depends, really, it all begins, I should say. It begins with your motivation. Do you want? Do you want to get better? Do you want to improve? Do you want to find resolution rather than blame? That's huge. So one thing you can do is to take a profile, and they're out there. You can certainly find out about it on my website or by contacting me.
TalkListen.com.
It's out there. Yes, TalkListen.com. It's out there, and it's so important.
Do you recommend having this kind of a training for employees, having a team EQ?
Definitely.
You help clients with that too, don't you?
I do. So I run individual profiles, and then we run a group report. So
right.
You can see where the strengths are, and, it's very helpful.
And she brings the donuts, too, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Bev, good job today, as always. Thank you for all the great time over the years, and come back soon.
Thank you.
Beverly Inman Ebel, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Beverly joined us, didn't I? And so we did. I'm Jim Blassing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.